Richard Kingsmore with you on 2009. This past week, we've been featuring the music of Perth band Carnival from their brand new album, Sound Awake. It's surely going to be one of the big Australian albums of this year. We've also been playing lots of their live stuff, which we recorded a few weeks ago. So you've got a good taste and a good indication of what these new songs are all about. It's time to hear from the band now about the making of this record, which they've spent a lot of time doing. It was 4 years ago that their debut album, Thamada, was released. Over the period of the last 3 years, they've been recording in various pockets of time. You know, especially when Ian Kenny's not on the road with Birds of Tokyo. But towards the end of last year, they spent 3 to 4 solid months in the studio tracking this new album, which is called Sound Awake. The album is released around the country this coming Friday. And right now, I'm going to be chatting to Ian Kenny, the singer, and Drew Goddard, the guitarist from the band. And I spoke to them this week about the significance of the title of the album, Sound Awake.
Sound Awake, you can immediately think it's the opposite of sound asleep, but it's also got to do with sound itself and the idea that I think there's more to sound than meets the ear, so to speak. I've always sort of said that, you know, music isn't in my blood. It is my blood. I really had no say whether I was going to be a musician. It was always going to happen, and it kind of, there's a quote in the last song that says, sound is the factor that holds it together, and I think that rings true for me personally and all the other members in the band, that it's just it's the one thing that I think holds me and everything that I can think of together. So it's a pretty broad broad idea and somewhat metaphysical, I guess, but
I concur.
Tell me about that lyric then, Ian. What were you thinking of when you kind of came up with that lyric for that line?
It's not actually a lyric of mine. It's actually a sort of passage from some sort of spoken word over the last track.
Yeah, it's we stumbled across something called cymatics. This would be one to ask Dr. Carl, actually, if he's heard of cymatics, which was some experiments that a guy did in the 60s with basically a sound and vibration and just putting some sand, some water, some oil, or anything you could find on a flat surface, so that the only thing that was had an effect on this was sound. And as he sort of wound up this frequency generator and these sounds that vibrated through this sand or water or whatever, they'd start forming into these amazing shapes. So it was
geometric shapes and whatnot.
It's kind of it goes along the idea that sound is what shapes me and shapes everything that I do.
And that track from the record is called Goliath.
Steve's a fantastic drummer.
He's amazing, eh?
Yeah, there's some really fantastic drum patterns and just songs where you kind of go, wow, this is really interesting, and then all of a sudden it sits in the mix. And it's really exciting as a listener to kind of hear something which is kind of like a little bit out of time, but intentionally so, and then falls into the pattern. It's really...
Yeah, not that it matters or that even Steve is aware, but I think he's really raised the bar on some just general approaches to certain song ideas and drumming itself. It's really good stuff.
Steve and John, like the rhythm section of Carnival, they're very spontaneous, and they're almost a their own entity that... It's something to watch in the room when you just, they're like a music box that you just wind up and give them their instruments, and it's just like they just jam and they go, and we go, whoa, what's that? Get that down.
Is tape pretty much rolling the whole time? You're doing stuff like this?
Yeah. Oh, God. Hours and hours of jams and recorded material. Like, it's huge.
So it's not something that Steve or John, you know, they provide the spark, and it's a spark that's very spontaneous. And even though the rhythms and a lot of the stuff going on is very complex, or it seems that way, it's not calculated, you know, it's just it just comes out.
They're just like this one entity, and when they're set off, it spews out of them. It's uncanny to witness.
We kind of had to harness that. This is, I think, was a major key to this record, was harnessing that spontaneity, even though the whole album was anything but spontaneous as a whole.
Well, that's the thing I was kind of tapping into, is that you've managed to maintain the element of spontaneity as a listener, listening into the process, knowing how much work's gone into it. It's great because it's still sounds fresh. It doesn't sound like the problem with a lot of these albums that spend that you know artists spend so much time making is that they sound really laboured at the end and so thought out, and then all the life's just disappeared.
I guess that's a strength in just being aware of when you need to back off from things and when you need to dig in. And now that we've the record's out and it's completed, it's very refreshing and quite cool just to sit back and listen to all the workings and makings and what's going on in that record and for me anyway, and for us to still hear it fresh, and it's just started to give, and you can tell that it's these songs and this record is going to continue to give for some time. I think
you've worked Forrester pretty well on this record too then. if that was the approach, Forrester, the producer Forrester Saville, who actually worked with you on the last record too. How much did he age in the whole process of making this record? Is he now completely grey or bald or something?
I think he knows us on a personal level from our previous workings, and I think he knows what his sort of active role outside his production as well. He doesn't really take any sort of shit in the studio, and he kind of straps on the big black boots and is ready to kick a bit of ass if needed, so it worked in our favour. Well, that side of things for sure.
Your one-stop shop for the world's best new music, 2009 on Triple J.
Once again, here's Drew Goddard and Ian Kenny from Carnival talking about the huge length of time it took them to record this new album, Sound Awake.
Yeah, from the start it was a pretty daunting sort of thing that we knew we were going into, but we honestly didn't think it would take this long. But I think it's all for a reason, you know. We're walking through the dark a lot of the time, but I think in the end we kind of got together an album that we're proud of and that we hope other people will like. But it's we're just still trying to get our heads around it ourselves at the moment. We're only just starting to get some perspective on it now. A lot of the time it sort of felt like we were just beating our head against a wall with these like intermittent moments of joy when things came together. And it was, as I said, we were kind of like walking through the dark a lot of the time. A lot of the time we're just questioning like, where are we going with this thing? We're just sort of running on our gut and not really seeing the bigger picture. And I think it kind of came together in the end, and we're just sort of seeing it as a whole now instead of just the individual pieces that made up the record.
Okay, just give us an inside fly on the wall type stuff. Just give us an incident where during the whole process, I'm not looking for dirt on the band and fights and punches and all that sort of stuff, but just give us an idea of a day in the studio with Carnival making this record, and one you think back on now and you can laugh, but at the time it was just pulling hair out.
Most days. and you just pretty much summed up the whole experience there.
It was a long day.
We didn't have a definite vision of what we wanted in the end. We just had a general direction that we all knew we were going to push in, and sometimes, we're pushing against each other and sometimes going with it. And all in all, it was a really, in hindsight, it was a very interesting and unpredictable experience, and I think it made for some interesting and unpredictable music.
Yeah. I mean, I guess this is the approach that you guys took with this record. It was going to be a far more democratic process because, Drew, a lot of the ideas on that first record 4 years ago were formulated, by you and in your head. This one, different, democratic. Everyone's pitching in with ideas, but then, again, that blows out the whole process because everyone's talking about different ideas, aren't they?
Absolutely. I mean, this is the first time we've actually written together as a unit, as a band. Hoss joined the band at the end of the writing period of Thermata, and Steve joined after it was finished. So this is our first experience writing music as Carnival, as a full unit, with everyone pitching their ideas in.
Now that the record's done and it's out, and we're in this sort of the start of this reflection period, it's absolutely just feeling right, and it's making sense, and I'm finding so much that is relevant to me as a person, and I just wouldn't be able to get that at the front end of this cycle. I'm only just getting it at the back end.
It's really quite strange. I'm finding the like a lot of the songs early on and the lyrics that just sort of came to Kenny that we didn't question. We just put them down and we sort of sat with them, but they ended up almost being prophetic to a situation that we're now in, and just really telling a story and sort of about the situation that was to come for us. So it was, really quite strange but awesome to look at that final process and it kind of told a story for us a little bit.
Where do you think it's going to go then over the next year or so? I mean, we had to wait 4 years between album one and album two, so I think there's a lot of hard work ahead of you to take this record to the world, but what do you reckon you're going to achieve with it?
I don't know. Someone used, I've heard a lot of band people talk about their songs being as children, you know, using the children metaphor, and now it's kind of like they're adults ready to go out in the world. So it's really not my say about what happens with them. We're just going to let them go and live their own life and see what happens, and they'll sort of take us where it takes us, I think. But we're just going to push as hard as we can, though. And
is that worldwide as well? You're going to push it overseas as much as you possibly can?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, I think I think from now sort of instinct kicks in. As far as, you know, a touring band goes, we want to get out there and tour this thing as wide and as far and as hard as we can. And I guess we're actually, the band's looking forward to playing this thing and presenting it to as many sort of people as we can. It's something that we enjoy absolutely every night, playing shows night after night, so.
And I'm really looking forward to writing again. I thought I'd never want to see my guitar again after this, but I'm actually absolutely dying to get back into the writing process again, because it just feels like we've really learned some lessons through this about how to do it again. So it's just, we're really stoked with this album, but it still feels like a stepping stone to the next one.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Wow, that sounds exciting. Okay, listen, fantastic to speak to you. Good luck with it all. And I think, you know, as I said before, I think it's going to be a very successful record for you, and congratulations on all the hard work.
Thanks, Richard.
Fantastic stuff. Carnival there, another taste of their album, Sound Awake. We've been featuring it this past week here at Triple J. Its release is coming Friday. That one was called Illumin.
The best new releases of the week, 2009, on Triple J.